This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Helia Soares, 31, driving in Attleboro, Massachusetts, when the driver in front of her randomly slams on brakes. The third time, she can't stop in time and rear ends. Gladior Quisaya. Helia pulls to the shoulder, calls 911, and starts taking photos. Quisaya picks her up and throws her to the ground in a body slam. Cops witnessed the entire incident. Helia is rushed to the hospital.
Helia, a mom of two, suffers a broken knee, broken foot, bruised eye socket, and a traumatic brain injury. Helia recounts realizing she was on the ground and feeling an odd sensation in her face. As she rolled over, Halia's face began dripping blood. The mom now released from the hospital, considering herself lucky to be home with her children. Police initially concerned Quisaya trying to commit insurance fraud, but now believe he acted out of road rage.
Quisaya, 26, driving without a license, charged with assault, battery, and malicious destruction of property. Florida officers at Duval County Jail hear rumors inmates are smuggling drugs using legal paperwork. They launch an investigation and discover defense attorney Nathan Williams has been giving inmates with papers soaked in a synthetic marijuana known as paper dope, or K2, for a so-called extra legal fee. Attorneys now are required to have a detention officer make copies of legal documents for inmates to prevent further paper dope smuggling. Nathan Williams, once a lawyer in good standing, now facing multiple drug trafficking charges and, of course, disbarment. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A leader and two members of a fringe group tied to multiple killings across three states are now facing new weapons charges in Maryland. Jack Lasota, also known as Ziz, leads the so-called Zizians, an extremist group linked to six deaths, including U.S. Border Patrol agent David Milland, killed in a Vermont shooting in January. Lasota, Michelle Zyko, and Daniel Blank were arrested last month in Frostburg, Maryland, after a local resident reported them trespassing on his property. Initially charged with trespassing and obstruction, the trio now faces additional counts, including concealed firearm possession, offenses carrying penalties of up to 5 years in prison. Investigators say guns purchased by Zyko were found at the scene of Milan's killing. Authorities also link the Zizians to murders in California and Pennsylvania, including the deaths of Zyko's own parents. The investigation is ongoing. Lasota, Zyko, and Blank are due in court April 8th. An Oklahoma man has admitted to attacking the headquarters of the Satanic Temple in Salem, Massachusetts last year. As Sidney Sumner now reports, the incident involved an improvised explosive device and has raised concerns about targeted violence against religious organizations.
On April 8, 2024, at approximately 4:14 a.m., surveillance footage captured a man approaching the Satanic Temple's headquarters in Salem, Massachusetts. The individual, later identified as 49-year-old Sean Patrick Palmer from Perkins, Oklahoma, was seen wearing a black face covering, a tan tactical vest, and gloves. He ignited a pipe bomb and hurled it at the building's main entrance before fleeing the scene. The device partially detonated, causing minor damage to the exterior. The Satanic Temple, established in 2013, is a non-theistic organization that advocates for secularism and individual liberties. Despite its name, the group does not promote the worship of Satan. Investigators recovered a six-page letter near the site addressed to "Dear Satanist," urging repentance. Authorities noted that Palmer had posted similar sentiments on social media platforms. Surveillance also captured a black Volvo registered to Palmer driving erratically in the vicinity before and after the attack. Palmer was arrested on April 17, 2024, and initially pleaded not guilty. However, he changed his plea to guilty on March 20, 2025, admitting to using an explosive device to damage a building involved in interstate commerce.
Palmer is scheduled for sentencing on June 12th and faces a prison term ranging from 5 to 20 years, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of up to $250,000.
While Kimberly Abercrombie's husband deployed, her mom comes to her Brooksville, Kentucky home to help out with her little boy. Kimberly leaves home early afternoon to run errands. When she hasn't returned by 9 p.m., mom concerned. Kimberly's car found abandoned at a park 20 minutes from home. Her wallet and clothes inside the car. Keys and phone missing. Kimberly's bank and social media not touched. Foul play suspected. Kimberly Abercrombie, 5'6", 110 pounds, pixie cut brown hair, brown eyes, butterfly tattoo, left ankle. Chinese lettering, abdomen. Heart with music note on shoulder, fairy on back. If you have info on Kimberly Abercrombie, please contact Kentucky State Police, 859-428-1212. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.